Episode 2368, Surrender Faster Than You Fight.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day and happy 4th of July. It is the day that we celebrate here in the United States of America, our freedom, our Independence Day. I hope that you have something special planned. Be sure to thank those who serve our country. And if you serve our country too, thank you for your service. Today is Sweet Spirit Inspiration, and I don't think there's any better way that we can celebrate our freedom rather than to surrender faster than you fight. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you know freedom comes at a cost. Surrender faster than you fight. Here is where you gain your might. Happy 4th of July. Today we celebrate our independence. But a lot of how we live our everyday is by force. I want you to think about this for a moment. We want something, so we go after it. Sometimes that means we run over somebody. Not literally, I'm talking about figuratively. We go after their job. We figure out, okay, this is what I need to do, and so I'm just going to barrel it through, and I'm going to make it happen. And sometimes we go at it so hard that it turns into a fight, a battle. Are you fighting God for what you want? Seriously, I want you to ask yourself that question. Are you fighting, am I fighting for what I want with God? Is it all about me, my plans? We have the tendency to demand from God what we want rather than asking God to show us what He wants. At some point, we have to surrender faster than we fight. As we celebrate our independence, it's good to know that freedom comes from not holding ourselves hostage in our own desires, but looking at what God desires for us. And we tend to fight Him more based on our selfish desires. We want what we want, and we go after it. And in some cases, that's a good thing. But in a lot of cases, it's not. We're going after the wrong things, or we're going after it the wrong way. You see, God has a plan for your life. But have you stopped long enough to ask Him about it? Have you had a conversation recently? You know, I think about summer and we think about vacation time. Have you ever set time aside and gone on vacation with God in mind? And really asking Him, Lord, what do you want from me this season? Where do you want to lead me? I've been on an interesting journey over the past few months. I can't go into a lot of details right now. However, I will be able to tell you more about them later. And especially when we open up AIM and we have, you know, this beautiful community together, it'll be a lot easier. But I say this to tell you, I didn't always have the answers. And when I went at it my way, it didn't work out. And I kept coming up to brick walls. And guess what? Those brick walls not only got thicker, but they got taller. And it was when I realized and I truly surrendered and I asked God, what do you want out of this? What are you trying to teach me? What am I supposed to learn? Where do you have me going? What fork in the road do you want me to take? You know, I always talk about lettuce in the grocery store. I don't know why. I think some of it is because, you know, I think about a little bunny rabbit who's so cute, a little cottontail, and lettuce. I don't know why I always think about bunny rabbits and lettuce, but I don't connect bunny rabbits and carrots. I know, weird, but that's for another episode. But I think about bunny rabbits and lettuce, and I think about lettuce as just like this basic nutrition, something that can give us something, yet sometimes it's so simple that you're like, I don't really think about it. But it's important in our diet. It gives us something. I think we forget that God has something for us in our everyday, but if we're not willing to surrender, He can't give it to us. We want what we want and we go after it. Are you sacrificing your blessings by fighting a fight where you should surrender? When you give God your life and let Him lead, it's there where He meets you. Did you ever think that bullying doesn't work with God? Have you ever tried to reason with Him? Oh, Lord, hey, if you do this for me this way, then I'll do this for you. Better yet, I know best, Lord, follow my lead. Has that gotten you where you really wanted to go? Usually not. And sometimes we're pulled through mountains and valleys and strung around a hill and pulled up a mountainside and then dragged down a deeper valley. And then we're like, okay, Lord, I guess I'll surrender. Why does it take a beating to understand that God wants your attention now, today, so He can help create your now? So He can help formulate and lay out this beautiful blueprint that He already knows, but you've got to stop being stubborn and let Him show you. So why fight? And this is not an earthly fight. It's a heavenly fight. Why do you keep going up against God? Why not rephrase the question to where surrender is the focus and God has the power? We have got to be willing to give up in order to have the freedoms God wants to give us. I think about the 4th of July, the freedoms that we have. God wants to give us the biggest freedom ever. He wants to give it to you. He wants to bless you. But guess what? You're probably getting in the way. So take a breath. Today, let your light shine differently. Surrender faster than you fight. Let God be your radiant light. Go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Happy 4th of July. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.